sea mask girlies, welcome to episode 35.
Oh, we're recording. Cheers.
Zevia, cheers.
We're going over the first time tonight.
It's hot girl part whatever. We don't care, but we're actually
It's actually now summer, and
we're now leaving my apartment. This is the sound of the door opening, ASMR. Where are we going? We don't need to tell y'all.
A place in the Lower East Side.
What are our outfits? We're both wearing loafers. We're literally dressed the same, which is fun.
Vintage slip skirt.
Nice.
A black bra, and then this like weird shawl thing that's see-through.
Nice. I'm wearing a random skirt that I don't really know the brand of. Sorry. And then also a sheer shirt, my Men Are Fans hat, loafers, my Zevia. Emma and I were just saying, like, wow, I'm literally never outside.
My eyes are tired right now.
It's 10:56 on a Saturday evening. Happy Pride, everyone.
I'm usually 2 hours into my sleep.
Yeah, I'm hitting my REM sleep right now. Maybe I should start going on walks at midnight. Okay, we're exiting my apartment.
Okay.
I'm not gonna say anything about where I live because actually everyone is a fucking stalker on the internet. Wow, a beautiful day in New York City. I can't believe some people are, like, just going out, aka us fucking clowns.
Guys, we're, like, forcing ourselves to be social.
God,
Kate and I have been, like, bored with life.
Yeah, we've been truly depressed.
Yeah, it's been not good for us.
Not good. Hot girl summer, they don't tell you. There's a side of depression as, like, an appetizer for hot girl summer. So we're forcing ourselves to, yeah, go out to a function.
Even though we don't
want
to.
Will we hate our life? Maybe. I don't know. It's up. Like, I texted my friend that invited me. I was like, I would make out with a random person, like, at this rate. But we don't know what God's got in the cards for us tonight.
True.
Like, maybe I will see the love of my life. Maybe I will see Victoria Paris again. That's off the record. But I guess it's on the record because this is the podcast. Now we're going to just start walking, drink our Zevia. We'll get back to you on exciting thoughts. We have an ongoing list of things we're going
to
talk about for this episode.
To chat about.
I can't believe I have my Men Are Fans hat on. This seems sacrilegious, but that's fine. Okay, bye girls and girlies and gays and everyone in between. You know, Emma and I can't shut up about starting your day with the perfect oatmeal toppings. And you're probably thinking, what could be better than securing a bag of maca powder or matching with a boy who actually knows what adaptogens are?
Hello, a large and juicy medjool date. That's why we're so excited to tell you about today's sponsor, Julie's. Julie's is a pantry staple for all the wellness gods. Their hand-picked medjool dates from Coachella Valley, California, are certified USDA organic, naturally vegan, and free of all allergens.
There is no better way to snack on Jolie's than with your favorite nut butter or on a bowl of oats, and Jolie's even has a date syrup to drizzle on a stack of pancakes.
So if you want to taste some Jolie's for yourself, definitely use code CMOSGIRLIES for 15% off your first order. Now back to the show.
Master. All right, so here's Emma's inner dialogue. Emma's running away from me. On Houston Street.
I genuinely feel like I'm on one of the Zevia right now and I'm not okay.
There's a lot of loud noise, but Emma and I are drinking Zevia and she said that she feels like she's on drugs. Oh my god, there's so many people. Wow.
This is how people live. Like, I'm just, like, confused.
I'm gonna walk in the street because people are going really fucking slow. Yeah, am I wearing a swimsuit top as a shirt? Possibly. Oh yeah, okay. Evidence, everyone, that I am 6 feet tall because Emma couldn't keep up with me. Wow, this is kind of fucking crazy because we never be going outside.
I am truly a grandma.
Truly a,
like,
grandma.
There's, like, people outside right now and I'm like, what is happening?
And Emma's moving to the Lower East Side, which is kind of crazy because this is going to be your neck of the woods, babes.
Ugh.
I kind of love my abandoned parking lot after being here. So we're walking. I'm burping. We were talking a little bit how, like, dating is
Zevia,
stupid. We'll leave it at that.
No, we talk about how Zevia literally is
ruining my life.
And I am convinced like the tooth decay is gonna happen from Zevia. Like, my teeth be feeling fucked up from Zevia.
I'm getting to the point where I'm drinking this in the shower.
That, okay,
like a beer.
You do?
No, but you know what I mean. Wait.
Oh, what?
Also, why are people just in buildings? Sorry, I'm just looking upwards and I just see people hanging out. I'm not, I don't fucking go to social
functions.
No,
like, we actually don't go
this
out.
This way, babes. This way, babes.
Like, that's the thing. So this is, like, very different.
A
for
lot.
Me.
You. A lot of you guys. Hi. Do you want to be on our podcast?
Okay.
What the fuck?
Those
men are so
ugly.
I'm just gonna start yelling at people. Do you want to be on our podcast? I think that's a cool intervention.
Hi, besties. Want to be on my podcast?
Hi, besties.
You at the party.
You should be like, hey, do you want to be on our podcast? And then actually don't let them be on our podcast.
Oh my god, I love mining everyone for content. So the other day, TikTok, everyone is like, you look like you're 5'3". You give a 5'3 energy. So I like walked by a stop sign and like walked by a bunch of random objects. And someone's like, I don't believe you. Go into a grocery store and walk by people. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to walk around the East Village. The first group of straight white men I see, I'm going to take a photo next to them. So I didn't do that.
I just like am not even listening to what you're saying right now.
Yeah,
where are people sitting on the streets? Like,
why are we?
What is happening? We're walking past my new apartment though.
Oh yeah.
We're not gonna see the street, but we're gonna walk past it so Kate can see the building, get the vibes.
Why am I taller than everyone? Sorry, I'm just gonna start like live interviewing people on the streets. What is your biggest health tip? Being such an annoying little bitch. But yeah, we're gonna do Emma's tour of her apartment. What was the next subject we had? We did Zevia. You love going to the dentist.
Oh, I'm excited to go to the dentist. You guys, I haven't been to the dentist. I missed, you know, my 6 month one. So it's been like almost a year since I've been.
And Emma's so teeth are busted.
No, I'm like, I haven't had a cavity once. Nothing. And I like really like having my teeth cleaned, and I'm like, I don't like when I miss a dentist appointment because I'm always afraid that my teeth are going to go to shit, yada, yada, yada.
Also, babes, you're controlling where we're going. I don't really know where we're
walking. Oh, yeah, we go this way.
Okay.
But I'm excited to go to the dentist. I feel like a lot of people get scared to go to the dentist, but no, don't be scared, you guys. You should be excited. It's a very,
they're
like,
going to tell you, you have tooth decay from Zevia.
Like, yes. Like, when you have to bite down on the thing for the little x-rays, like, it's painful.
Emma and I are sober as fuck. We sound like we are drunk, and we are sound like we're slurring our words.
I hate my life.
But it's just all, we're crisis actors, babes. Crisis actors. Oh my god, we're walking by a place called that No Fun that
no
Emma got
fun
her,
bar got her took away. Okay, we're both trying to say the same from someone's, and it's not working, Kate.
So Emma got her fake taken away.
My last fake.
When we were like 12.
And Kate was so pissed.
I was like, damn, we were going to go out and stand in a bar and not talk to anyone.
And I was like, there's nothing that I can do about this.
God damn. So now we're in the Lower East Side, the Zevia, I'm almost done. But Emma loves the dentist. Next topic of discussion, we are going to talk about, like, sometimes when avocados become disgusting.
Okay, so I go through these phases where avocados, literally the idea of consuming it makes me want to vomit. And sometimes it, like, sounds fine. I, like, walk past avocados and I nearly gag each time.
Bitch, it's why so are there so many fucking people Babe, everywhere? Hey, can you turn down your music? We're trying to record a podcast here.
Oh my god, I think I dropped someone's phone.
Oh my god, Emma.
Was that my phone?
Broke someone's phone.
And we keep on walking.
And we keep the heads down. So now there's literally trillions of people,
like, so
and I'm
loud.
Terrified. I...
Oh, my family's gonna fucking hate this when they come and move me into my apartment.
Yeah, they're gonna love.
What is happening?
I don't know. Keep walking. Eyes down, babes. Hi! We're recording.
What is occurring right now?
So Emma's now really realizing that why is there like a deli in the Lower East Side called East Village's Finest?
This is like...
I'm going celibate this summer.
I can't believe I dropped a man's phone. Or a man dropped his phone
fuck?
Because of me.
That was, he honestly demented of him to
no,
do
we're
that.
No, we're going to walk past my place.
Anyway, so avocados sometimes are disgusting. I agree. I have that issue with tahini. Sometimes I'll be eating it and I'm like, it's that time of the month where it makes me want to throw up. We're going to find Emma's apartment and then we'll get back to you later. Bye. All right, so we just got on a quieter street. We walked by Emma's apartment. We were a bit overwhelmed, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah, there's a lot of commotion.
But we're not going to a bar. We're going to, like, a house party, so it'll be a little bit chiller. Who knows how long it'll actually last. But I wanted to bring up a topic of discussion to the podcast just out of my own curiosity. Does anyone have ear seeds out there? If you're in the health world, maybe you've heard of this. Love the cars. Guys, I'm running a really important podcast here. Really important podcast. Can we turn those down? Okay. So my ear seeds. I went to go get this like acupuncture cupping thing and they're like, do you want ear seeds? And I was like, yep, I have no idea what they are, but I will take them. They're these weird like metal things that they put into your feet. And we have into my ears. Sorry, there's a motorcycle. Put them into your ears. They kind of look like post earrings, like when you get your ears pierced at Claire's the first time. And then whenever you have like tension, you can press them down and it's like an acupuncture thing. but I will notice I'd be putting my headphones in at 7 a.m. to go on a run, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm chipped. Bill Gates chipped me. Like, what's in my fucking ear? So
have you seen any changes in your life?
I have not been using them consistently. So if anyone has any ways to remember that you have ear seeds and, like, using it regularly.
I kind of want ear seeds. That's, like, a good conversation starter to have, like, on a first date.
Really be like, what's in your ear? He's, like, going in to kiss you and he, like, feels something. And be like,
he's
oh,
like,
my
what's
god,
metal thing?
You touched my seventh chakra ear seed. That's a way to get the men. I really... Guys, you know how much I hate men.
Like, I have... all we're in the same white jeans.
But I have men of fans hat. But there are these three girls talking and I'm just like... I gotta abolish that somehow.
They're also all wearing the same pair of white jeans.
Unfortunate to see. But yeah, Emma and I are now evading our social opportunity on a corner. Girls love white pants. I mean, hers white pants are good. Now we're becoming just style bloggers.
Critiquers.
Emma and I are also saying, like, wow, I can't imagine dragging around some dusty-ass man around New York City. Like, having a boyfriend that you have to, like, go out with, that is so embarrassing.
No, waste of time, money, energy.
Just, like, I don't want that visual. Like, culturally, having a boyfriend is embarrassing. Like, you supporting a man's rights? Unless you're married, I don't know about that. So, why are we city biking on the fucking sidewalk?
That's my biggest pet peeve in the city.
Honestly saying, the Grubhub bikers look like they're gonna fucking kill me. But yeah, why? Having a boyfriend is not cool.
No. Never has, never will.
Yeah, so.
Which is why I've never had one.
Yeah, so if you have one on your arm all the time walking around, like, that's not a flex. Like, I'll look at you and be like, sorry. I also tweeted this. We're gonna do a live tweet reading tomorrow when we go to our undisclosed location, but I always am walking at restaurants and I see a couple and they look like they want to kill each other. And I'm like, oh, I guess I don't want to be in a relationship. And I know that is just like atypical and there are people that love each other, yada, yada, yada. I don't give a fuck. But every time I'm watching brunch in New York, they look like they want to kill each other. And that's my take on that. But where are we at right now? We're on some random fucking streets I've never been on before.
Rippington.
Wait, I think we're by MNZ.
Probs.
I think literally, no, she's on Ludlow. Anyways, we're on Rivington and Norfolk. No idea where this is. Maybe we'll vlog from the function. I don't know. I kind of want to interview random people on the street for the podcast, but no one really looks like they would know what CMOS is.
I don't want to talk to anyone.
Should we approach people and be like, hey, what the fuck is CMOS?
Nah.
These
I don't
want
to talk to people,
way,
though.
They look kind of short.
I'm throwing away my gum. Like,
yeah. You guys can hear the honking. That's about it. Okay, honestly, some men just walked by and they definitely didn't speak English and that was such a turn on. I don't want men that can speak to me fluently. Yeah, there's really no podcast guest. Maybe we'll have someone at our function to talk to. Who fucking knows? If not, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Good night, girlies.
Hey, everyone.
Good morning. It is 11:29 a.m. Emma and I are back podcasting, so this pod is going to be like a 24-hour type spiel.
We're both a little sleep deprived.
You heard us. We went out last night.
Yeah, we went out last night. We like went to some function, left after like 10 minutes because
we didn't know anyone and we were standing
like,
in the corner.
I'm tired. And then we went to bed at like 1 a.m. We both woke up at the crack ass of dawn.
Yep, and we were like, oh my god. And you know, if you listen to, I don't know when this is coming out. My days are all off. But
two weeks from now, we
teased a little bit that we're going to go to a location that some of you guys might know. And so that's where we're currently walking to. Emma and I both got cold brew from the La Cologne
near
my apartment.
We're wearing matching outfits. We're both wearing Hokas, Outdoor Voices,
exercise skirts,
and
bras.
Yes.
Love that for us. It's Pride. Happy Pride. In honor of Pride, I'm going to be walking fast today because straight people typically walk pretty slow.
I tweeted earlier today that straight couples are obsessed with walking like snails and taking up the entire sidewalk.
Yeah, so we're headed to the Williamsburg Bridge. We'll give you some ambiance. And then, should we reveal where we're going?
Bitches, we're going to Zoe.
We're going to Happy Zoe Vegan Bakery. She doesn't know we're coming. Emma and I haven't been there since we custom ordered a cake in December.
It's been a while.
If you are new to CMOS Girlies, hello, we love you. But if you don't know what, like, the podcast used to be called Voice Memo. And so we custom ordered a cake that we custom designed. And it says Voice Memo on it. If you want photos of it, We can them. Show you, don't worry. But we're going in blind today. We don't have a custom cake.
We're and just gonna we're going to film cake. Some content for this for Patreon. So Patreon people, y'all get the cake.
You'll get
reveal.
The mukbang. You get like a video of us eating this cake because
I also
you guys
packed
are
my
concerned.
Multivitamin and
Fish.
My vitamin D3 because you have to consume those with food and I haven't eaten yet.
Oh, I just ate mine with a Brazil nut this morning.
See, one time I did that with just Brazil nut and like waited to eat breakfast, whatever, later. My stomach like felt like shit.
Oh, that's cool, because I do that every day and my stomach does feel like shit. So
I feel like I just need more food when I take those vitamins
right
with food, if
so
that makes sense.
For today we're gonna go happy Zoe. She's gonna be I'm gonna try to record inside the place again.
Oh, definitely. Who
why not? We'll let you know once we have more ideas. We need to go through our Twitter drafts and do a live tweet
yes.
reading for you all.
Y'all will get the tweets,
but we're very excited to take you along.
We're also gonna get pick up strawberries on the way to pair with our cake.
We're gonna be people watching inside the Whole Foods in Williamsburg and
see if they
what
have
the fuck's up.
See if they have the almond milk machine.
I'm gonna ask if I see like a helpless man in the store, be like, "Excuse me, sir, can you help me use the almond milk machine?" Mm-hmm. He'll be like, "What is almond milk?" But besides that, peace and love and CMOS.
Hey, besties,
we are now
back.
Greenpoint. We walked all the way over the Williamsburg Bridge.
It was
when
kind
I first saw
drag,
the bridge,
yeah.
Emma and I were both like, "I want to kill myself." But then we had a little heart to heart about how eating disorders live with you forever.
Yeah, we were just talking about
our spirals we have on a day to day basis, and like one of us would bring up something, the other one's like, "Yeah, I do. I think the same thing still, actually." So just proof that recovery is not linear, besties. But we just stopped inside of a grocery store to get strawberries,
and we got these weird
drinks, new drinks. You'll see it on Patreon.
Kick in a can. It's like CBD and caffeine. Don't know how that's supposed to work, but we already had like a cold brew.
They kind of had limited beverage selection. There's this one drink called Vibes. Vibes, sponsor the pod if you're listening. I don't think you are. They're so fucking expensive. But it's like a glass bottle, like the size of a GT's kombucha.
They have like a blueberry basil lemonade.
I know, a pink apple or like the honey crisp, whatever one. So we were looking for those, didn't get them. I did not want a kombucha when I'm eating a slice of cake. So a little bit of background for Happy Zoe, because we do have some new fucking pod listeners. Hello, welcome. We love you, CMOS girlies. So Happy Zoe is a vegan bakery that I came across because I went to a birthday party and I was like, what is this massive cake with like sugar cookies on top? Yada, yada, yada. If you want to listen to the whole Happy Zoe thing, there is an entire podcast episode dedicated to Miss Zoe, and we podcasted inside the store. We did a custom cake, and so now we're going back to the store. We haven't been back since like December, I would say.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And so we don't know with COVID, like, can we go? So our favorite part of going to Happy Zoe would be like camping out in the corner.
We'd camp out in the corner, be there
for
like 2 hours.
We
would both get like our own slices of cake, then we'd like debate what the third item would be, because we always like split a third.
Yeah, we'd always get like this is just going to be our like our brunch moment.
Yes.
And we're like, we gotta get a lot of cake.
3-pound slices of cake.
They're fucking massive. And so we're gonna do like a Patreon of us eating. I don't even know what we're gonna eat in the park. If we can eat in the store, I wanna eat in the store kind of for the ambiance, because it's like vegan propaganda.
Also, she has like posters all against like the window so like no one can see in.
It truly is lovely. If you have like Google Street View, you could go in and like look at all the fucking posters. That would be hilarious. But, so we're gonna go back. I know that I want a slice of cake.
Yes.
And, like, splitting a third of some sort. So that's why we got strawberries to, like, put on top. But I don't really know where we're gonna eat and, like, what's that gonna be like.
Yeah, I definitely
we haven't
we
been
need
in
a
so long.
We need
like,
a,
we used to have a really
a
strict routine. Like, one of us would go in, pay, the other one would go into Starbucks and get utensils.
Yep.
Like, we had a system down. Oh my god, I remember when we were sitting in the park in the dark in Halloween 2 years ago, bitch. That was the best. And then we walk all the way back to the Lower East Side and watch people drunk on Halloween.
We have many memories associated with Happy Zoe.
Nature is fucking healing. I'm going to try to pot in the store, but I'm like, I don't know if you can eat in the store. I don't know what her mask thing is. We're also like not even vegan anymore. I wonder if she's going to like disown us. I don't think she creeps on our social media.
She definitely does not listen to the pod.
No, she doesn't. She like follows the meme page, I think, which
yeah.
is really random. It doesn't follow us personally. I kind of took that offensively.
Rude.
I kind of want to ask like if she has like t-shirts when we're there and just be like obnoxious. I'll probably give her a sticker.
Yeah, give her a sticker.
God, she's going to like kill us.
Anyway, we'll talk to you guys later
once
we're
get
inside.
Some cake inside of us. Bye.
And
chocolate
covered strawberries on the top. The sprinkle is a vegan, gluten-free vanilla cake, and there's a chocolate cream, vanilla cream inside.
Mm.
And this one, let me double check about this one.
Okay, no worries. Thank you.
I definitely want the chocolate one with the cherries and shit.
I didn't even hear what she was saying.
It's like chocolate that has like vanilla cream and like cherries in the inside. Like,
I
say
we just get a slice of all three, bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch, why are we even discussing? We gotta do Patreon content.
Yeah,
I'm
all
not
three,
eating
all
a donut. Look at the water bottles, honestly.
And the white cake here is a like special edition vegan chocolate matcha cake with vanilla cream.
Okay. Oh, awesome. Okay. Well, we can get some to go. Let's just...
We do like two chocolate slices and then one of the vanilla.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, you so we'll do two slices of like the chocolate cake and then
the strawberry.
Yeah, and then one big slice of the vanilla one. So
the gluten free one.
Yeah. So okay. One of the gluten free and then two of the chocolate strawberry.
Sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so I'm looking at a book that says she's the China study. Literally, I'm dead as fuck. Oh my god, look at these little water cups. There's like literally water cups that you would get at like a baseball game. I want to like hide a sticker on the floor or somewhere.
She's got the same artwork.
Literally, it's like cat posters, zebra posters. I'm honestly like, this is even too like, this is not even going on Patreon.
Yeah.
Oh. Amazing. So there's still like paninis.
Oh, hi.
Good. How are you?
Oh, that's pretty.
Oh my god, it's like a strawberry cheesecake.
There's some donuts, some cheesecake.
As we've spoken about before, Happy Zoe's is kind of like the three employees are like stacking nesting dolls, mm-hmm. where like one of them is really old, one of them is middle, and then one of them is younger. And so we just saw like two, and I'm like, I really don't know who's who.
Don't know their names.
We should leave a really like exaggerated Yelp review after we leave.
Yeah.
Also the music, on point. Kelly Clarkson, incredible. It really fits the vibe.
All right, we're outside of Happy Zoe Vegan Bakery.
We have the cake that has digested.
In our bodies. It's like 2 p.m. It's been a long fucking day for the girl bosses.
How was the cake, Kate?
It was good. I haven't had the flavors in a while. The strawberries, as we mentioned in the Patreon, if you're subscribed to Patreon, were not organic and they just didn't taste like much.
Yeah, they tasted like they were full of chemicals.
Watery, not really a joy, but the cake made up for it.
Cake made up for it.
The ambiance. Now Zoe has things, so we're seated outside of the Happy Zoe Vegan Bakery. I forgot to mention that. Oh.
She expanded her seating to the outdoors, the great outdoors.
She was semi-excited to see us. Not really.
Right on Nassau Avenue.
So we filmed us eating it on the Patreon. So if you want to witness that, you can go swipe up to, or like use the link for the Patreon to subscribe and watch us eating the cake.
But now we're going to do one of our favorite activities, which is a live tweet read.
And we have not done this in decades.
As everyone knows, Kate and I are addicted to tweeting manic thoughts.
That no one reads except for the other person.
We only have like... We only grant certain people to follow.
The privileges. If you want to try again, maybe. But also, like, if you're on private and I don't know who you are, I probably won't accept you. You need to be on public. Yeah. Or I need to recognize you from Geneva.
I have to assess your vibes on Twitter.
Yeah. So
I only accept certain Twitter vibes.
My first tweet that I will start off with is, feminist win, I applied sunscreen.
If I was in public office, I would make the consumption of strawberry banana smoothie a federal crime.
Too early for a TikTok agency to Instagram DM me about an opportunity to promote bubbles.
Couples are obsessed with walking like snails and taking up the entire sidewalk.
One of my nail stickers came off when I was massaging kale.
I should never have to wait more than 30 seconds for a train.
I ain't never seen a couple at a restaurant that doesn't look like they want to kill each other.
I really used to make seitan from scratch and tell men about it on dates.
Dating a man is embarrassing.
Randomly been wanting escargot, even though I don't think I've ever had.
We need to bring back duels as a method of conflict resolution.
Can't trust a man who eats ketchup.
Gatekeeping psyllium husks.
Going out for the first time this summer.
Some men just look so ergodynamic in their Tinder pics, I swipe right. And what I mean by that, I will unpack that, is like, they take a lot of selfies where their bodies are kind of stretched in weird ways and they look kind of interesting. Like, that is like a substitute for a personality. And so I swipe right and then I'm like, oh, their face is really ugly. Next.
Woke up loaded today. God wants me dead.
What is the net benefit of me being nice to you if you're a man?
Need my IRS tax refund to arrive so that I can purchase this vintage Amelia Pucci silk dress from the Real Real.
Accosting the first group of straight white men in the East Village I see for TikTok purposes.
It is so painful out here, and it's a screenshot from Hinge with a guy who like replied on my thing saying, my god, you're sexy.
Keep forgetting I have ear seeds.
I really do not think I should have to sign 50 pages for a lease agreement.
Oh, no, you can use it. Sorry, I'm gonna say again.
I really do not think I should have to sign 50 pages for a lease agreement.
In honor of Pride weekend, I'm walking very fast.
It's always short woman sprinting to catch the subway before it departs.
On a walk, very bloated. When will bodegas finally carry digestive bitters?
Amazing how obsessed people are with their lives.
Liking LaCroix in 2021, I cannot imagine.
Psyllium has go crazy.
Just forgot I have ear seeds again.
There are so many 10-person families on the subway.
As a man, you at the Reese's CBD pop-up on Elizabeth Street all alone is a bit fruity.
Can't stop sweating and crying.
Why do I need to be 22?
Mulberry Street is the Times Square of Nolita.
fucking true. Shooting my shot, parentheses, DMing City Bike.
Treating body dysmorphia like it's a unique personality trait, even though everyone suffers from it.
Everyone loves to yap about how they're a communist, but the receipts show that they went to NYU Tisch.
All I do is take tincture shots and count down the minutes until I can eat my wild sockeye salmon.
Getting cryotherapy on Monday, LMAO, I hope my legs fall off.
I eat so many carrots.
Is the canal still drunken?
I hope to never get invited to a bachelorette party.
Blonde men seem weak.
Just walked past a group of skaters that were arguing about astrology.
I know my meme page is pretty good, but tell me why five men who've ghosted me still follow it.
Brain dead in Chinatown listening to an audiobook about alliums.
Comedians on city bikes inhaling cordyceps.
I only respect 30-year-old entrepreneurs.
Calling my dad in my men are fans hat.
Releasing cowboy hats. Pack it up, please.
Being a menace on the family vacation as per usual.
Why are the tourists awake?
Did American Eagle send me Tevas and Crocs? Let's not worry about it.
I have meme-making fatigue.
I'm scrolling. My night ended by a TikToker ambushing me, jumping in the river tomorrow.
Reading about milk thistle on Essence.com.
I'm checking my spam email at the function.
Mysteriously carrying around a 16-ounce sack of maca powder.
Buying a hair straightener in the CVS on Astor Place because mine that I've had since age 14 is broken.
Teaching myself Photoshop without watching YouTube tutorials because I don't have an attention span.
Bought bee pollen, then I went to go vote because I randomly remembered I could, LOL, activism.
Just called Kiernan Shipka bestie, and it's with the reaction photo of SpongeBob in the little maid outfit holding, like, a beverage.
As my boss, why are you watching my TikToks?
Not my grandma sending me this as a care package, a book by that Fox News host lady.
One of my toenails just fell off. Hashtag track star.
Imagine writing a review on the Apple App Store for Tinder.
As a man, why are you fake reading in Washington Square Park?
Had a dream Kate and I were inside a Bathing Ape store.
Not the homecoming queen of my high school DMing me that she loves my vibe.
Carrying 60 glass tincture bottles all around Manhattan has given me flashbacks to my dark days as a fashion stylist intern.
Skins UK radicalized me.
Obsessed that the only full body photo of me is in front of the train station in Dyckman.
Nothing but respect for PR girlies who can barely reply in English.
My best money saving tip is to have one friend group. Have a one-person friend group who's also an introvert.
Yeah, which is true.
That's kind of...
Crying in bed listening to an audiobook about farm-raised fish.
Fourth Street subway station reeks of banana boat SPF 50 sunscreen.
I hate my body. Glad I gave up on trying to have a career. I love when men go on 3 dates with me, then ghost me. Sending me an email is a hate crime.
Men are obsessed with breakfast sandwiches with lots of cheese, and it's weird.
The queen, or the princess of Bushwick herself, and then Emma and I were out at dinner at Dimes Square, and we saw Ella Emhoff, if anyone knows who that is.
That was an iconic
life moment. Is truly just buying arugula and gum.
I want to be driving my 2013 blue Honda CR-V, blasting Real Real by the Sleigh Bells, so badly RN. That is summer to me.
Gonna start putting my meme page stickers near a man's apartment to make it impossible for him to forget about me.
Send a list of items that I need for my new apartment. Tea kettle, silverware for my mom to source at the Nebraska Goodwills because I'm now a scrappy queen.
God gave me a freshman year thespian major roommate because I'm one of his strongest soldiers.
Following a dispute charge with Planet Fitness since they are still charging me after 4 months of canceling, and it's like the Karen reaction photo.
Emma does love that photo.
It's so funny.
Good morning to a man I said I didn't want to go out with, and he only has 350 Instagram followers on private, but he proceeded to block me.
I cut my own hair so I can purchase tinctures.
Eating juicy fruit on Bleecker Street.
Truly, where the fuck is nutritional yeast located in Whole Foods?
Which is fucking true. I will never sacrifice my right to be crazy on the internet to be in a relationship with a man.
Just swept up cigarette butts with our $120 wooden broom set at work, and it's a photo of, like, Paris Hilton on the red carpet.
Off to Beacon's closet and scared. I only want a boyfriend so I can break up with him and get even hotter.
Instead of doing Pilates this morning, I filmed TikToks, which is basically the same thing.
TikTok has made me a feminist again. I don't really know what that was about.
Eating the frozen broccoli again.
Got on the wrong train to a compensated dining experience, and I'm at Yankee Stadium.
I love listening to 10-minute long songs.
Should I go out with a ginger? Is that my type I've been missing out on? Or should I date 18-year-olds?
Men on dating apps need to stop being shrimp noodles that live in Ridgewood. That's kind of it for me.
I hate airport steps. I fucking do. Being in Pacific time zone is some busted ass shit. I feel so behind.
Packed my cashew flax seed nacho cheese to eat at Vitamin E Girl's apartment tonight.
Oh, this is a good one. Imagine being a man and having to tell your wife one day that you at one point paid for Tinder premium.
Why does every customer transaction ahead of you at Duane Reade take like 30 minutes?
I'm not going to read that one. Had 5 Dr. Zevias in a 2-hour window.
Kind of want to write a psychotic update on Facebook about me building a global wellness empire just to flex and feel something. Want all my high school acquaintances to know that I am a thriving girl boss.
Oh my god, these are back when I was in Arizona. A man asked if he could give me a ring and we haven't had sex in months and I'm literally not in New York anymore.
Have to walk a mile after work to secure a canister of pea protein powder. Being a wellness god isn't as glamorous as it may seem.
I miss Emma.
Doing a standing Pilates series at work.
I packed tin fish, tinctures, and protein popcorn for the airport. And then I put a photo of Gwyneth Paltrow because I thought that was something she would eat.
Another day, another person pissed that Kate and I are funny enough to run a meme page.
Time zones are really fucked up.
Ezekiel bread is so vintage.
I love my family gatherings because it's all a matter of time of which family member will trigger my eating disorder first.
I don't trust the smell of garlic bread.
I think with men are fans, I'm just picking up the mantle where man repeller fell off.
Eating cheese made from flaxseed tomatoes and cashews.
If I don't get a boyfriend after I post this picture on my Instagram, I might die. I'm not dead yet, guys. Don't worry about it.
Time to walk at a mysterious pace through Central Park.
Unfortunately, I just went on a date with a Republican.
Not me getting blocked from Bumble.
She did. I'm back in May. All I know is sample sale and lie. If you've been wondering why I learned Autodesk Investor, Venture Capital, and Chemistry in a month, you can simply ask me. What if I collapse on a city bike for attention? Is he hot or does he exclusively use film photos where you can't see 85% of his face?
It is always windy on Broadway.
God, we're so fucking stupid.
What is a ramp and why are the cottagecore girlies obsessed with them?
Oh my god, this is vintage. Remember this? If you'd like to see Emma and I complete a drug exchange, a tincture bottle for an Olipop, go to Prince Street at 11 a.m. because I was giving the tincture to that person. What type of man is so fucked up that he puts as a hobby on Tinder reading, tattoos, Netflix, or walking? Trust me, I walk more than you, babes.
I am once again not going to stretch tonight.
Today I will not walk past Amy Leondore.
2021 and men are still saying, looking for someone to go on adventures with. Sweetie, pack it up.
St. Ambrose screams Israel. Am I making that up or is that the vibe that's confirmed?
I should not have access to a back-end Shopify system.
Not someone asking my meme page for an official statement on Israel. Which has happened, guys. We're not political. What the hell? Today I'm engaging with the haters. Tapping into being a frugal bitch. Withdrawing cash at an ATM on Mott Street before 10 a.m.
Shopping on Depop is so painful.
My tier is zero. Washington Square Park 2.
I'm like back in April.
I'm in April too. What are some good last ones I have? I was listening to Marianne Williamson's audiobook.
I always think it's going to take me 20 minutes to do anything when in reality it only takes me 3.
Yeah, I was painting my nails on the street. I was at Kmart.
Me making jammy eggs and microwaving a sweet potato at Vitamin E Girl's apartment tonight. And it's the photo of Paris Hilton making lasagna with like her little hand gloves and that like rainbow sweater. If anyone hasn't seen the lasagna cooking video with Paris Hilton, you need to watch it. It's iconic.
God. Due to personal reasons, I just had sex with a random man. Yeah, that was back in fucking May.
I refuse to speak to a man who wears a pinky ring.
Happy Mother's Day to Miriam Nasser today.
Obsessed with the string quartet playing in the vaccine observation area.
Oh wow, these are like when I was getting vaccinated. I wore my Hoka recovery sandals and my Saks POTS pants. And I wore my CMOS t-shirt. literally it. Yeah. I literally can't do anymore or I will go insane.
But that's a little inside look at our brains, our lives.
What are we gonna eat for dinner? We've been debating this. We need
I don't want to cook.
I know, it's 2 p.m and I'm already thinking about dinner. Yeah, you guys relate usual. To that. I want to have maybe, I don't know, like a cold veggie noodle salad. Do I want
shirataki peanut noodle salad with kabocha and green onions?
I would fuck with a green onion.
I have green onions in my apartment. I have asparagus I need to be used up.
I kind of need to go to Trader Joe's, but it is Pride in Manhattan, and I'm like, is that going to affect Trader Joe's? It's just, like, going to be crazy busy
everywhere.
Spring Street
might be closed. You might have to go to Murray Hill.
Oh, my God. Jail to me.
Lower East Side Trader Joe's.
Murray Hill is definitely homophobic, so they're, like, probably open.
I want, like, kabocha squash, but I don't want to...
feeling my ear seeds right now. I'm supposed to press these down together, like...
Besties, I know you won't be able to answer this, but, like, what should Kate and I cook for dinner?
Yeah, like, literally, this is going to be up in 2 weeks from now.
Kate and I should do something, like, on Patreon. No, well, it's, like, we should just, like, eat whatever you guys tell us.
Yeah, I would do that, honestly.
Yeah, like, a day of, like, us. You know, like, those YouTube talent videos where it's, like,
follow this person's diet.
Yeah, no, or have you seen the things where it's, like, I order whatever the person in front of me at, like, McDonald's got?
Oh, wow, no, I haven't.
It's, like, that kind of concept, but it's, like,
we should get back to making, in honor of your first tweet that you said, we should make seitan.
Dude.
TVP. Does anyone on the pod, have you guys ever made, oh my god, it's so loud, sorry, we're still outside of Happy Zoe. Once again, we are camping. This is camp. What was I going to say? I have to go to Trader Joe's, which was going to be a mystery. I have to, like, work, of course, in the evening, which is, like, stupid. I don't want a potato, but I would like squash. I have squash.
That's nice.
Bro, the Kite Hill cheese is $10.
Really?
It was on sale at $7. I thought they were, like, ringing it up incorrectly, but no, it's true. Also, what is this purple lemonade? Look.
Okay, that is some, like, ultraviolet.
I kind of want that.
I have a drink that across the bridge.
Hibiscus iced tea.
Honestly?
For $8? Oh, that's a $3. Jesus Christ. So we're outside Zoe. I'm looking in, and you know from, what is that movie? Toy Story? The little piggy? Yeah, you can, there's like pigs inside, and there's a PETA sticker, and it says, I'm not bacon. Interesting. So have you ever had oysters? I got one on a date and got them. And, like, obviously they're not filling. You get so little meat that I'm like, I would never eat this at my apartment.
No.
But I would.
Oysters you have to, like, get at a restaurant.
Yeah. It's not like a.
Oysters do sound kind of fun.
Yeah. What day of the week is it? It's a Sunday. What are you doing tomorrow, bestie? You have an interview?
I have an interview tomorrow, and then I'm going home on Thursday.
Yeah, Queen of the Midwest is going to be back. Emma and I both can't be in the Midwest at the same time. It's too powerful.
Too powerful, but I'm hyped to go back, hyped to not pay for shit, hyped to go to the dentist, hyped to go thrifting, secure my, like, wardrobe for the next, like,
months.
15 months.
I really want to sell my clothes, but I don't want to have to, like, do anything that requires me. Like, I don't want to walk into a vegan's closet.
I kind of want to, like, start fresh with my closet. Like, I want to get rid of everything then, like, build it up again, because I feel like I need to make my wardrobe and just, like, my uniform a little bit more professional.
Yeah, I'm tired of dressing like I'm a 15-year-old teen.
Yeah, like a quirky, Lori side.
I'm not quirky. I am classic.
I kind of just want to give off, like, the Ro, Mary-Kate, and Ashley Olsen vibes.
Yeah, I'm literally over, like, all of my... But here's the thing. I don't want to go to Beacon's Closet. Do I want to go on Instagram sale and, like, write down people's addresses and, like, ship them to random parts of the country? Not really. But I don't want to just, like, donate them either.
Yeah, you can't really win.
I have, like, vintage pantsuits that people would love. I also just don't know. Another thing, if you thrift a lot, I have so many ill-fitting garments, and I'm like, fuck, I want a pair of pants that actually fit me, right?
All the, like, vintage jeans that I've purchased that, like, make me look weird and that I've gotten, like, taken in to fit me just, like, still make my body look terrible.
Yeah, so it doesn't fuel the body dysmorphia, really. Or it fuels the body dysmorphia, but... Yeah. Tomorrow, I have, like, a work call, some brainstorming call, and then I have cryotherapy, so we'll see. I hope my legs do fall off, as I said in my tweet, and then I have to do some usual content bullshit stuff. I don't know. The podcast will be in your feeds on Tuesday. This is coming out a few weeks from now. 4th of July already passed. I was not celebrating the 4th of July.
Nope, but I think with that...
We'll leave you guys on whatever day you're listening to the pod. Subscribe to the Patreon if you aren't already. You're going to see fun little quirky content. I hope this inspires you guys to not go out and eat cake with your friends instead.
Yeah, bye. Love you.
Bye, girlies.